I stand at the head of the conference table. The chairs around me are filled with men, short, tall, fat, bald, polite, skeptical. I direct the close of my pitch to the CEO, who has spent 50 minutes on my 60-minute presentation playing with his phone, and the other 10 frowning at me. He is past his prime, trying to disguise the fact with hair plugs and a bottled tan. "Using this new strategy," I say, "we're confident we will make your brand the number one beer with men 21 to 34 years old." The CEO leans forward, mouth slightly ajar as if a cigar is usually perched there. He oversees a household name beer that's been losing market share to craft breweries for years. As sales have slipped, my new agency has found itself on thinner and thinner ice with these clients. He looks me up and down, sneers a little.
"With all due respect, what makes you think you,"
he spits the word like it's a shit sandwich, "can get inside the mind of our man?" I glance out the conference room window, squint at the Charles River in the distance, and count to three. My team warned me about this guy, a dinosaur of corporate America who still believes business belongs on the golf course. What I want to say? Yes, however will I peel back the layers of such complicated minds? Can a simpleton ever truly understand the genius of the noble frat star? For now, they crush empties against their foreheads, but someday they will command boardrooms. Someday they will be you and insist they got to where they are through nothing but sheer hard work. By then, they'll have traded the watery swill you call beer for $300 bottles of Pinot Noir. They'll still spend their weekends falling down and throwing up, only now they'll do it in hotel rooms with their best friends' wives. When Monday rolls around, they'll slump at this table and wonder why I don't smile more often. They will root for me to break the glass ceiling as long as none of the shards nick them. They will lament the fact they can no longer say these things aloud, except on golf courses. What I actually say? To get up to speed on your business, I've spent the past 2 months conducting focus groups with 600 men who fit your target demo. I scroll to the appendix of my PowerPoint deck, containing 40 slides of detailed tables and graphs. I've spent my weeknights collating the data and my weekends analyzing what all of it means. I know these men's occupations and income. I know their levels of education, their religion, their race. I know where your guys live, their lifestyles and personal values, their attitudes toward your brand as well as toward all of your competitors' brands. I know their usage frequency, their buyer readiness, and the occasions when they buy your beer. I know their degree of loyalty to you. When I get on the train to go to work, or am lying in bed at night, I re-listen to my interviews, searching for any insight I might have missed. I can say with confidence I know your guy as well as I know my own father. I wince involuntarily, which means I know them as well as you do. I don't think I can get inside the mind of your customer. I know I can, because I already have, with all due respect. I grin, so the jab sounds playful instead of aggressive. Everyone else in the room appears impressed. My assistant, Tyler, forgets himself and claps. I shift my eyes in his direction, and that's enough to make him stop. But by then, the others have joined in, both the clients and my account team. The CEO watches me, amused but undecided. It was a risk, publicly challenging him in order to galvanize the rest. But I'll rarely interact with him. I'm told he shows up to advertising meetings only when he has no one else to antagonize. The marketing team members are the ones I need on my side. The CEO sits back and lets his underlings finish the session. He leaves halfway through the Q&A. 5 minutes later, the clients have signed off on our strategy brief for the year. Handshakes and backpats are exchanged. Invitations to lunch are extended for the first time in months. The account team stays with the clients,
but I bow out. My lunch hour is for catching up on email. If my inbox is empty, I spend the hour at the gym.